The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Mask of Moms podcast, a Disney planning podcast where we enjoy quick conversations and cocktails with a Disney twist. We are your hosts, Juliana.
Hey.
Lori.
Hi.
And Jennifer, that's me. People are always asking us when the best time to go to Walt Disney World is, and there's really a lot to consider when answering that question. So today we are going to put a plug in for traveling during the summertime. But first, we need to stay hydrated because it's a hot summer in Orlando. So let's talk about the Mouska cocktail.
All right. So, of course, the summertime in Orlando, it's hot. So we're going to need something cold and refreshing. So the Mouska cocktail we have is the Frozen Elephant Refresh at Refreshment Outpost. The Frozen Elephant is located between China and Germany, and it is frozen Coca-Cola and Amarilla cream liqueur from South Africa. So we're going with that it tastes like pretty much a grown-up version of a Coca-Cola float. I haven't tasted this one.
Not me either. I'm not a fan of a Coke float, so I don't know that I would love it. But if you are, sounds like a great reason to get a boozy one.
I think it would be a nice, like, not only cool thing to drink, but also the caffeine and sugar in the Coke would definitely help give me a, like, little pick-me-up during the day. So I'm down. I'll try it.
The thing about a frozen beverage in Orlando in the summer is that it's not like getting an ice cream cone in Orlando in the summer where you have to eat it in 2.3 seconds or else it's all down your arm because it's so hot. So I'm game for it, but yeah. Let's do it.
I also find that frozen like drinks don't feel as sweet to me, even though they're really usually quite sweet. But for some reason, they don't feel so sweet. Anyway, so we've gotten our Coke float or whatever it's called, our frozen elephant, and we can move on and handle Disney World in the summer. So I don't know if these reasons are in any particular order, but let's just count it down. Number five is that school's out. I mean, obviously. Right. And of all the times that school's out to go to Disney, summer's the longest period of time where school's out for everybody. So it sort of spreads it out a little bit. Right. It's not like there's only really 1 or 2 weeks that people are out for winter break or 1 or 2 weeks of February break, a month or so of spring break. You know what I mean? So it sort of spreads out the demand a little bit over the summer.
Well, it spreads out the demand, but also everybody has a different spring break. So like for us up in New York, we get out late June and we're out all the way through Labor Day. And so a lot of my New York clients like to go.
Oh, you mean
last
summer break?
Summer break. You said
spring break? That's because it's cold outside still. So I'm not thinking summer. Sorry.
Well, you're right. Yes.
So for us, I have a lot of New York clients who like to go the last couple of weeks in August right before Labor Day because all of you silly people are back to school already. And so you get great prices, you get lower crowds, you still get the heat, but you're not worrying about pulling your kids out of school or missing the first day or anything like that. Most of the kids who go to summer camps are over by then. So it's convenient.
See, and that's, we're the opposite. So we're out as of June 1st. So I recommend a lot of people that are teachers and everything else around here that they go out that first week in June because all the East Coast is still in school and it's glorious.
Yeah. Same reason.
Yeah.
So that's our five and four reasons sort of clumped in together, right? Like number five, school is out. So you don't have to worry like if your kids are getting, I mean, I confess, I've never been afraid to pull my kids out of school, but when they get a little bit older, it gets harder. They fall behind, they struggle to make stuff up, and the expectation is higher. And even if it's not higher, I care more as I get older. So it's easier to not worry about it. It's also, if you're trying to coordinate with other families, which obviously the three of us do, and I know I do with other friends, like everyone's kids are out, like we said, at the same time. But then it comes into reason number four, like Jen said, there's lower crowds if you bookend the summer. I get out, my kids are sort of in between you guys. Like we get out the first, second week of June. So yes, we have gone that first or second week of June and it's a dream. I mean, it's not dead, but it's really nice. And then my kids go back mid August. So we'll go that first or second week of August.
And there are usually great promos and discounts in the summer. And the first ones that we see booking up are all those dates around the 4th of July weekend.
Right.
So you can still, the beauty of it is you can make a last minute summer vacation plan and do it on these off times, you know, the end of August, the beginning of June. Have a great deal because you'll get a promo, and there are still promos to be gotten because those resorts aren't being booked up.
Yeah, I will say the only week in summer that I really encourage you to avoid is the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. It is busy, it's crowded, it's hot, it's peak pricing. But all the other weeks, you know, and the farther away you get from that midsummer, like you said, and there are always promos. And those promos, I mean, I know September is not summer, but it still kind of counts for a lot of people with littler kids who aren't in, you know, because preschool starts later. September is a great time for promotions, for crowds, and it can be for weather. The heat might start tapering down a little bit by then too. So I'm going to throw this into a little bit of September as well for being part of summer and a great time to go to Disney. Yeah, I love going in September, to be honest with you. But again, that sort of, for a lot of people, takes the number one reason of school being out of the equation. But it is a great time to go in terms of crowds and promos, and if you're considering it like a bookend to summer. But the other thing I think people don't realize is that in the summer, so this is our reason number three, in the summer, the park hours are extended. There's more daylight, there's more time. And so the parks will be open until 10, 11 o'clock at night, some of them. And then of course with extended evening hours. And when they have these longer park hours, that disperses crowds a little bit, but then they also end up having more scheduled events and activities, which includes the nighttime shows and parades and things. So in the summertime, there'll be two showings a night of Fantasmic and Happily Ever After and whatever Epcot for now is happening. I don't know.
I think it's also, it's my favorite time to travel because of those longer park hours. So it makes it conducive to do Disney the way I like to do Disney. Like, we're early risers. I like to get there early in the morning because we're up anyway, and it's not quite as hot. And then stay till lunch and then leave and go spend the whole afternoon in the you know, dead of the heat in your gorgeous resort with the pool, having fun, laying low, taking it easy, and then taking your time to get back later in the evening because it's open so much later. And again, it's not as hot.
I know. And that helps with two things. Again, it helps with the crowds and it helps with the heat because you can just go and sort of avoid the madness of the midday and just chill.
I think part of it too is, you know, I think a lot of people miss out on the nighttime hours at parks, specifically Animal Kingdom, just because it does close down a lot earlier, especially during other times of the year. And seeing, you know, some of these parks that they're my favorite at nighttime, like Toy Story Land and Hollywood Studios, love Pandora and all that. And, you know, with the later nighttime hours, you can actually plan to be there at nighttime and forego the afternoon and rest at that point, where I feel like sometimes, you know, when you have nicer weather outside and it's not quite as hot, you tend to spend all day there because you're ready to do it, but then you're done at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Right. Well, and also Animal Kingdom is a great example because that one in the winter hours usually closes by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. So if you're rope dropping that park it's a lot of effort to leave midday and then come back in time to enjoy some more park time before it closes at 6 o'clock. But when it's open until 9, it's a little bit more doable to do that, that best of both worlds.
Also in the summertime, my kids, there's, you know, the schedule sort of has gone out the window. So they're just more conditioned to staying up later anyway. So it's really easier. They're not as exhausted come the end of the day. So if they have that midday break, they're not still crashing at 7 o'clock like they would during the school year when, you know, it's up every morning and all that. Their bodies are just a little more used to taking it easy, I feel like. And so they have a little more stamina, at least mine anyway.
Well, and speaking of the longer park hours, oftentimes in the summer, so we have the Flower and Garden Festival going through July, and then maybe you have like maybe a week or two where there are no festivals going on at Epcot, mm-hmm. and then Food and Wine starts. And then in August, the Not So Scary Halloween Party starts. So that's an even better way to add, you know, if you've never been able to go to a Disney party, go to Mickey's Not So Scary in August. It's the cheapest way to get your ticket. The park stays open late. You have that flexibility of going back and forth because the parks are open later and less crowds. Those tickets never sell out.
The park that is in August. An excellent bonus Mouska tip. August is definitely the time to do Mickey's Not So Scary if it's something that you wanted to do. I was just talking with someone else, I can't remember who it was, who was like, oh, I have to get my tickets for August. It doesn't really feel like Halloween yet, but that's the best time to go and it gets me in the mood anyway. So I like that. I hadn't thought of that one.
Yeah, see, look at me.
I know. It bridges you from summer into fall, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is weird to go to a Halloween party in the middle of August, but it's perfect because you can. Wow. You can do that, you know, go to rope drop at one park, go back and sleep the entire afternoon so that you can stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning at your party, mm-hmm. And not feel like you're going to die. So.
Well,
I like that plan.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Mouska Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
All right. So that was, what are we at? Number two?
That was number three. Yes. Yeah. So we're on number two. So this one is going to be a little bit unpopular. But hear me out.
I'm reading it and I'm no.
So one of the reasons why summer is a good time to go to Disney is, in fact, the weather. I know it's hot, right? It's hot as heck. But it also rains every day, almost every day, and almost every afternoon. So if you are like we are saying, where you go and you go back to your hotel and you rest for a little bit in the afternoon, the rain thins out the crowds. People leave the parks. If you can catch it and you're back at that park as the rain is ending or whatever, sometimes we have had some of our most magical accidental moments. And they always kind of happen because you're so annoyed that it's raining. Because in our brains, we forget that it's Florida. It's only going to rain for 5 minutes and then it's going to stop. And everybody leaves or disperses or goes inside and does whatever. And you just happen to, you know, be in an empty fantasy land and you can walk on Peter Pan because everybody's left or something like that. Things like that always seem to happen after the rain. So I like embracing the rain. Just pack your poncho and your patience and it'll be fine. They don't agree with me.
I don't disagree. I think it does not cool things off. That's like,
no.
That is a, yeah, nothing cools things off in Orlando in the summer, but it definitely thins things out and people leave and the rides don't close. They run through the rain. So why not take advantage of it and, you know, take advantage of the thinner crowds, the shorter lines, the shorter wait times. I'm with
you. Yeah, I'm there with you. I can't.
Lori just hates the heat. We all know.
The heat is just the Orlando heat can just be a lot. I think with the weather, just, you know, be prepared. The rain, it's a lot. It's 95 degrees. There could not be a like that would be a torture test.
It's like a sauna, a one person sauna.
Really, you're not selling it, ladies. You're not selling.
No, but for the reason alone of thinning out the crowds and being able to walk on to these rides that usually have a 90-minute wait.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wait, because people are so scared to get wet. I think that's a huge reason.
I can make an argument for if there's rainy days, you're not going to get the locals. You're not going to get that, you know, right. If the weather is there, you're just not going to get it. So you can head in and do the rides that are open when it doesn't rain. And or rides are open that when it does rain, they are still stay open because a few do shut down.
Some do, especially if there's lightning, many of them shut down. But here's the deal, right? If it's 95, 100 degrees and it rains, just wear quick dry clothes. Like, why are you even messing with a poncho? Just wear flip-flops.
Because you're wet anyway from sweating.
The worst for me is when your shoes get wet. But if it's hot and I have like running shorts on, whatever, it'll be fine.
All right. Number one
reason. So Jen sort of touched on this one a little bit before when we were talking about taking a break. It sort of gives you time and an excuse to explore the pool at your hotel, to explore the water parks. My kids have still not been to Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach.
Oh.
We were going to go over spring break, but it wasn't quite warm enough for me to want to spend a day in a water park.
Yeah, you need to go.
Well, and then the cool thing that I don't think people realize about adding water park access to your theme park tickets is that you get that every day. So you could go just for a little bit. I mean, ideally, especially if your kids have never been, you're going to want to spend the entire day there. But if you are a budget traveler and you're staying at a value resort, which doesn't have as exciting a pool as the deluxe resorts, use this as your main pool and go to the water parks every day. Take your break, pack your bathing suit in your park bag, go to the water parks for your mid-afternoon break, and then go back to the parks.
Right. So what Jen means is you can add the water parks and more option to your ticket. And so if you have a 4-day ticket, Disney ticket, Park Hopper, whatever it is, water parks and more, you, with that 4-day ticket, you get 4 entrances into either of the water parks, and they don't have to be, they can be on the day that you're visiting another park, right? So you could do the morning and then the break at the water park, or they can be on your break day or your arrival day or your departure day. So it gives you a little bit of flexibility to check it out. And certainly the Florida summer heat gives you an awesome excuse to check them out. So do you have a favorite? And in the summer, they're usually both open, by the way.
In the summer, they're both open. And I think I've seen a lot of people do this too with water parks, where they will have the water parks tend to open up at 10. They will head to the water parks first and spend the day till 3 or 4. And because we mentioned before, because the parks are open a lot later, they will bring a change of clothes, change at Typhoon or at Blizzard Beach, and then take the buses directly to the parks. And they will go ahead and do that, which I think was, and then they spend the nights at the parks. But I think even just exploring the hotel during the summer, I think it changes the vacation a little bit too. It's not Disney World running around in parks if you're spending the day at your hotel and using it as a resort. The weather is hot. You want to be by the pool. You're drinking fun, fruity drinks with umbrellas. And, it does change it a little bit. So I do think this is, it's definitely a plus to going in the summer is it's hot. It's not going to not be hot.
It's a great excuse to slow down and smell the roses and do some of these things that we talk about all the time.
Yes.
I was just going to say that. I don't know if it's the summer heat or just the mentality of summer that makes a Disney summer trip a little bit more chill. Wrong not word. A pun at all. What is the opposite of a pun? But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes it more relaxed for some reason. It might be the heat because everyone just moves a little slower in the summer, you know?
It definitely is harder to do a rope drop to close day in a theme park because of the heat. And so it kind of does force you back to your resort, and it forces you to take advantage of some of those things that we're talking about all the time. Like every day at all these resorts, there are awesome activities for the kids at the pool. That how many of you guys really do those in, you know, on a spring break or a Christmas break or a February break? But over the summer, it's hot. You're going to want to go for a break, and you're still going to be entertained, and the kids aren't going to feel like they're missing out on anything, and you're not going to miss out on anything. And it's a good, it's a plus.
Totally. And there's like, the hotels just have so much to offer, no matter which one you're
staying. And air conditioning.
Very cool.
You can't win with Juliana. It's either way too hot.
I don't mind hot. But way too cold is my problem. I do not like to be cold, which is why I didn't even go in the pool over spring break. And it's not like it wasn't warm, and the pools are all heated. I don't like to feel chilly.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. I know. So that's it. We went through them kind of quickly, but that's
bottom
all right.
line is there are a lot of great reasons to visit in the summer. And the Mouska tip of the day is that it's not too late to plan that trip. I think a lot of people this year are focusing on the school vacations, and my summer has been pretty dry in terms of booking vacations. And so I think that's a great sign that there is still a ton of availability and there's still time to book that last minute vacation, especially as we get closer to the end of the school year and you are starting to stare down at a long summer with your kids without a whole lot planned. Now is the time to get that planned. There is a lot of availability across all Disney destinations. There's not just Disney World. There are Disney Cruise availability over the summer. There is Disneyland availability over the summer. Who doesn't want to go to Aulani in Hawaii? So do it.
I am staring down the barrel at a very empty summer in terms of activities for my kids. So...
So we're going to finish this podcast episode and then go book Juliana.
I'm going to book a vacation probably. Yeah. So, all right. Who's taking us out? Is it me?
It is you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you have it. The top five reasons to visit Walt Disney World in the summer. And then some, I think. Have you made your summer plans yet? Tell us about it. Tell us where you want to go. Just a quick reminder to check out our Facebook group, Mouska Moms Podcast, to dive deeper into this and all things Disney and Disney planning. Be sure to follow our show so that you receive notifications when new content is released and you'll never miss an episode. And please consider writing us a review as well. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.